I feel this now, moving into my own last years, you know. The myths helped me to go with it.
What kind of myth? Give me a one that has actually helped you.
Well, the tradition in India, for instance, of actually changing your whole way of dress, even changing your name as you pass from one stage to another. When I retired from teaching, I knew that I had to create a new life, a new way of life, and I changed my manner of thinking about my life, just in terms of that notion of moving out of the sphere of achievement into the sphere of enjoyment and appreciation and relaxing into the wonder of it all.
And then there is that final passage through the dark gate.
Well, that's no problem at all. The problem in middle life, when the body has reached its climax of power and begins to lose it, is to identify yourself, not with the body which is falling away, but with the consciousness of which it is a vehicle. And when you can do that, and this is something I learned from my myths, what am I? Am I the bulb that carries the light, or am I the light of which the bulb is a vehicle? And this body is a vehicle of consciousness. And if you can identify with the consciousness, you can watch this thing go like an old car. There goes the fender, there goes this. But that's expectable, you know? And then gradually, the whole thing drops off, and consciousness rejoins consciousness. I mean, it's no longer in this particular environment.
And the myths, the stories have brought this consciousness.
Well, I live with these myths, and they tell me to do this all the time. And this is the problem, which can be then metaphorically understood as identifying with the Christ in you. And the Christ in you doesn't die. The Christ in you survives death and resurrects. Or it can be with Shiva, Shiva hung, I am Shiva. And this is the great meditation of the yogis in the Himalayas. And one doesn't have even to have a metaphorical image like that if one has a mind that's willing to just relax and identify itself with that which moves it.